I was saying that I really enjoy that song, Attic of Your Mind, and that Vicki and I are about ready to go into our attic and sort out a bunch of stuff, pull some things out, look at what we got up there, things we don't use, and try to make some choices and decisions about that. And, you know, in its own unique way, we store a lot of things in our hearts and in our minds that maybe we could do without. I wanted to look at a couple of things revolving around Romans 12:2. You're familiar with that, where it talks about that you would be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, I don't know how about you, but if I can use this word, I'm guilty of this. I shop on Amazon. I'm an Amazon Prime member. If you're not, that's fine, but I am. But sometimes when you shop on Amazon and or eBay, when you find something you're really interested in and you're about to make a decision to make a purchase, there's an option that'll show up that will say buy used or refurbished or renewed. And I guess at that point, you have a decision to make. What will it be? Are you willing to trust in something that's been refurbished or taken apart in some lab or something and put back together, and, you know, it comes with some similar guarantees? But either of those two things may or may not be suitable for you. I've actually gone both ways. But, you know, relating this to biblical matters and spiritual things, when it comes to spiritual newness, it's not just a reconditioning of the old. It's actually something brand new that is coming to existence for the very, very first time in a person's life. And that's why we want to take a quick look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Give you all a moment to get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Got the old trusty Bible here, large print. That's a big Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And in verse 17 it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what?
New
creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And in looking at this a little bit further, there's a particular word used for new here, spelled K-A-I-N-O-S. For you Greek scholars out there, I'm going to say kainos. And what that word literally means is a transformation that did not previously exist. It means new in quality or nature. It's something fresh and different from what had existed before. We're so used to the old, and we get so conditioned to certain types of thinking and certain types of habit patterns. These are the things we keep in the attic of our mind. And yet the Word of God is continuing to encourage us that this creation that's in us, not only was it new at the time that we received the Spirit, it's that all things are still becoming new, new in quality, new in, and we got the nature, something fresh, something different than what had existed before. This is really a great thing to study and to look at. You know, it translates to what we might say a renovation or a complete change for the better. And it's a divine restoration where God works with us to help us to replace old worldly thought patterns with the truth. You know, in Romans 12:2, Paul urges believers not to be conformed or squeezed into the molds of the world's values, fears, and cultural pressures. I'm sure many of you have read this over and over and over again. The Amplified version of Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, which is focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect in His plan and in His purposes for you." And so this exhortation from God, written in Romans chapter 12, there's an exhortation not to be conformed, not to be molded and squeezed into thinking like everyone else does in the world, having the same values, having the same fears, feeling the same cultural pressures. And the word, it goes on, it says that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This we know is that metamorphosis. And what it does is it describes a dramatic inside-out alteration. It's not something that we do to the outside to clean up the flesh to become try to become more spiritual. God just says, put on the Word of God. Those things that relate to you, are true about you, these realities of your sonship, what Christ has done on your behalf, and who we now have been made to be. And this transformation, this metamorphosis will happen, this transformation. And the only requirement really on our part is to saturate our minds, to have our thoughts in alignment with God's Word. And yeah, sometimes the change happens quickly. Sometimes it doesn't happen quite as quickly. But if you change and put on the Word of God, and you it'll slowly change the way you think, which then changes how you live. Because, like we've been talking about here, out of the heart proceed the issues of life. These thoughts, these words are going down into your heart, and it's just axiomatic that they must come out. So, you know, God says, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. We protect our heart. We put God's word in our heart no matter how we're feeling or and what's going on. I wanted to read a little bit. I know I'm kind of focusing here on Romans 12, chapter 2, but and that's probably all we're going to go to tonight, pretty much. The one in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, that talks about that you would walk in newness of life. That's also a use of that word, kainos. It's called kainapes, with an N-O-T-E-S. And what it means is a freshness, an upgrade, or a completely different state. When I read that word upgrade, I mean, immediately my mind goes to computers or, you know, downloading software, uploading different things. A lot of times if you have a glitch with some type of electronic device, if you simply turn it on and off, it seems to fix it. It just corrects whatever it is that's going on. We can walk in that newness of life. We have been upgraded to a new way of living and a new way of life. And so I wanted to read just a little bit from a book by Walter Cummins called Demonstrating God's Power. And in the introduction, he makes a couple of statements here that I thought would be beneficial for all of us to be reminded of. He says, the renewed mind allows the believer to achieve results spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially to the glory of God. The reason many Christians today do not manifest God's power in their lives is that they have not renewed their minds to God's word. To renew the mind means to change the mind. It means to eliminate thoughts contrary to the truth of God's word, replacing them with thoughts from God's word. It is a continuous, day-by-day, lifelong process. So you might say no one has ever arrived, right? It's ongoing, continuous, it's day-by-day. And to renew your mind to God's word, a believer by his freedom of will changes his mind so that it is in alignment with God's word. The renewed mind is the key to power. For it is the renewed mind which enables the believer to demonstrate spiritual realities in the senseless world. Now that is quite an acknowledgement and quite a statement, because we live in a world that is trying to get us defeated, trying to make us think less than ourselves, unloved, unworthy, get into the world pressures, the values, to be squeezed in to the world's ways. He goes on to say, and a little bit later in his introduction, our declaration of independence from spiritual tyranny is the renewed mind. As we make God's thoughts our thoughts, we will achieve victory in the spiritual contest and stand together as workmen in the household of God. The renewed mind is a continuous learning process. We must never stop learning or come to a point where we, quote, know it all, unquote. Education, which we gain from the learning process, is the ability to meet life situations as we grow. The great aim of education is action. We do not go to school just to gain knowledge. We go to school in order to become mechanics, teachers, lawyers, doctors, farmers, scientists, people with the ability to produce. But to get to the point of action and productivity, we must first study and absorb the knowledge. Education in the Word of Life enables us to understand what the renewed mind is. And once we renew our minds, we can demonstrate the power of God and achieve the spiritual victory that we desire. As believers, we want to walk with strength, don't we? With health, with certainty, with peace, with love, and joy, and lead a life that is productive, disciplined, and dedicated to God. So, we must know God's word and then renew our minds to that word. That is our key to power, our key to victory, our key to effectual workmanship, our key to demonstrating God's power. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Allow God to do the transforming in your life and in your heart. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. You know, your mind is viewed as the control center of your life. By absorbing scriptures and adopting God's truth, you replace old, harmful mental habits with a new heavenly perspective. And as we begin to do that, we will experience a radical, complete change from the inside out. Does that sound like something that's beneficial? That we want to succeed in life, have victory in every category of our life? We have to put the Word of God on in our minds and then let God do the transforming. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this great Word of God and how it does change us, transforms us, helps us, enables us, Father, to be victorious in this world we live in. And thank you for just the way you've worked in the hearts and lives of people throughout these years, Father, to help God's people grow. And may we continue in that process, Lord, until your Son returns. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.